Hello, this is Ricky Reynolds and welcome to the fifth episode of Talking Owls 86. Today's episode will be called Just for Fun. So let me introduce the people that will be sharing with us today. Firstly, teacher Susana Morales, how are you?
Hello, how are you? I'm happy to be here again here with you guys.
Thanks, teacher Fernando Chacon, how are you?
Fine, thank you. Yes, thank you for inviting me.
It's a pleasure. And students, Yair Bencomo, how are you? Welcome back.
Hello, I'm good. Another time at the podcast, never go back.
Great. And student Aaron Valdez, who is here for the first time, welcome.
Hi, my name is Aaron Valdez. In this moment, I'm very nervous.
All right.
Don't worry.
We're all nervous. So let me introduce a little bit the topic, humor and comedy thing. For example, let's say that the history of comedy. It says on the research that it's a genre of fiction that consists of discourses or works intended to be humorous or amusing by inducing laughter, especially in theater, film, stand-up comedy, television, radio, books, or any other entertainment medium. The term originating in ancient Greece, in Athenian democracy, the public opinion of voters was influenced by political satire performed by comic poets in theaters. If we talk about jokes, for example, I think you need to have certain level of comprehension of the context, maybe of the country, famous people, or in order to understand the joke.
We have different
kind of jokes, for example, wine line jokes, the blondie jokes.
Okay.
When we talk about people with blonde hair.
Okay.
Special women.
Yeah. Yeah.
The knock knock.
Okay.
The classic and some others. So let me ask you a question. What is humorous to you?
What is humorous? Many things can be humorous. I don't know, maybe just the daily routine, you can make fun of anything you're living in the everyday. You know, I think that it has to do with the way you look at your life.
Mm-hmm.
The way you interact with other people and the way you face your challenges every day.
I think of the humor more than the internet one. Like, I mean, like 5 years since the internet already, so the humor there is very, very different from the one we have now and in person. And I think it's a very important thing of our life. If we think almost anything can have a way to say in humor, like even bad things can take you with humor, and that's an important thing to learn. Not everything that is bad can be serious, blah, blah. Bad things also can have a side of humor.
Exactly, and that's the way you can face your challenges. Okay.
Thank you. How about you? Hi. Can you give some examples of what is humorous to you?
I don't know what you said because, okay.
Let's suppose your friend falls from the stairs or from his chair, and then you laugh because that's humorous to you, but maybe not for the teacher or maybe not for me.
What makes you laugh?
Jokers.
Okay. Yes. Well, yeah.
Like comedians?
Yes.
All right.
Like who? There's one very, very famous. His name is the one you mentioned.
The previous podcast?
Yeah.
Franco Escamilla.
Franco Escamilla.
He's one of the most famous, maybe, in Mexico.
He's so
currently. Currently, yeah. He's
a lot of fun. Do you hear Franco Escamilla?
Yes. Yeah.
Do you like him?
Yes.
Does he make you laugh? Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Thank you. How about you, teacher?
Well, that you say it is the face the same, have face the challenge, they face the challenge in the life, and in gestures, for example, the gestures in everything, we can find something is fun. Something is fun, for example, when I'm teaching, for example, I'll teach the class, for example, and also in the movies, for example, I like funny movies a lot. For example, I remember the particular movie from, I don't remember exactly, but I don't know, I don't know if anything is funny in Spirit Fire, for example, I don't know, several movies that made me fun the day, and change the cassette, for example, in the day, and I feel better. And for me, it's the most important that what should be to do all of the people all the day, because that Chaplin says, if you don't smile one day, it's the they lost. If you don't smile or laugh in this day, you lost this day.
That's a good one.
Yes, exactly.
And let me introduce a new student, Celeste Alicano, right?
Yeah.
Welcome.
Sorry.
Here is a chocolate for you because you're late.
Very late than ever.
Just kidding. Okay, so maybe the humorous, we're talking about humor, what makes you laugh, what it's humor for you, and we're talking that it is maybe different for one person to another, maybe from one generation to another. What is humorous to you?
Well, I think that I can say that I find some jokes humorous. I have let's say sarcastic sense of humor.
Okay.
it's like some situations make me laugh more than some jokes or something like that. It's like I'm with my group of friends and someone says something that makes me laugh.
Okay. You don't look like a sarcastic person.
No. Yeah.
All right, very good. Some people say the smarter you are, it's because you can be sarcastic or something like that. So maybe it's part of intelligent, smart people. And another question. Who is your favorite comedian? And why is he or she humorous?
Oh, I love Laide Yuridia. I love her. Yeah.
I like it too.
Yeah.
I look on YouTubers or something like that, more like comments, but I don't hear much of them, more than, I don't know, my parents in the room hearing Franco, for example. I say some YouTubers like Beluga, that is a pure comedy, but more in the internet way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you guys are more like more likely to watch these videos on YouTube or some other platforms than on TV or even on the radio. Yeah.
All right. Someone else wants to share?
Who's your favorite comedian? I
think that I don't really watch comedians. Really. It's like I watch some reels on Instagram or things like that, but it's like one comedian and another.
No one in particular.
No.
Okay. Or maybe an actor or an actress.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite comedian, an actor, an actress? Mm-hmm. Maybe makes.
Laida Yuridia.
Laida Yuridia, you like it all as well. Yeah. Why? Mm-hmm.
Why? Because she is funny. Mm-hmm.
Maybe I would say Adam Sandler is one of my favorite comedians. Well, he's an actor, but most of his movies I would say are from comedy?
I don't like him.
You don't like
no,
him?
No, I don't
well,
like
Well, I grew up with his movie and I find him very funny.
Yeah, that's
the thing.
That's what we're talking, I mean.
Comedies, I think that I like the ones of Sandra Bullock.
Okay, well,
it's not exactly like a comedian, but I like her
books.
Yes, they're fun.
All right, thank you for your answers. And I've got another question. Are you humans? Do you consider yourself? And if so, can you tell about a time when you were very funny?
That's a tough question.
It depends more in the person what we are fucking about, because it's more easy to be funny and do good jokes in your group of friends that you know, or something that you don't know more about them. So it depends more on the person that in the way I do the jokes.
Okay. Or the kind of jokes. Maybe
yeah.
you won't use the same joke with your friends and with your parents.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yes.
I don't know. Like, it depends on the situation, the context, the people you are with.
With your students?
Like with my students, I try to be a little fun sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Of them or with them?
All three of them. Just kidding. No, I try to make it a little bit fun, but it depends on the context and the situation. I can't remember right now some particular situation. Do you?
No.
You
no, I don't.
No,
definitely not.
You're serious? Why are you serious?
I mean, when I'm teaching, sometimes I come up with a joke and I say it, but it's not something like I have planned for
mm-hmm.
weeks or
yes.
just something in the moment.
Spontaneous.
Yeah. So tell me, what kind of humor do you like? Yair already mentioned something about the kind of humor he likes.
Thanks, Arutman. More like the humor that manage the internet that is very, very far away from others that I know. Well, the problem with it is you can't use it with a person that don't have much time in the internet. Like, I can say two or three jokes that in the internet are very popular or in something were very popular, but in a context of talking with my friends or my parents, they don't know what I am talking about, or even if that's a joke.
Yes, because of his age or different generations. Okay. Yeah, totally. Totally. It happens to me when my students are talking about something that is a trending topic on social media and I don't get it. I feel like, do we live in the same planet? Yeah, but that's because of different generations. Okay. Someone else wants to share? What kind of humor do you like?
Again, it depends on the context or the people you are with, because when I am with my friends, I can be a little bit more like, how do you say, I don't know, like more insidious and like more, you know, not that light kind of jokes, you know?
Direct ones.
Yeah. Like very strong jokes. And when I am with my family, it's like a little lighter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, for example, like staying here with you guys. I have a joke here. Can I read it?
Sure.
Yeah. Sure. I am going to read because I'm not very good at memorizing them.
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. Like, for example, waiter, I can't eat this soup. I'm sorry, sir. I'll get the manager. Then the manager arrives. I'm afraid I can't eat the soup. I'm sorry, sir. I'll call the cook. And then the cook arrives. I'm sorry, but I can't eat this soup. Why not, sir? Because I don't have a spoon. Oh, God. So, silly jokes I have here.
I think that in the family, we have a lot of inside jokes. And with my friends, I think that it's like the same. So, we don't really say the like jokes with a history, like that kind of jokes. But it's more like we're talking about something and then someone says something that we remember, they said before, and it's like, you know, that kind of words that we all catch.
Okay. And a local joke.
A local joke. And yeah, it's more of like that.
Those are the best. Except when you're not part of that local joke. Then you feel uncomfortable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You don't get it. All right. So, I got another question for you. Why do people say laughter is the best medicine?
I think that's because something more psychological. That is more like you're in a bad moment, a bad day, but you come to home or with your friends and they make you laugh, they make you more happy about the life that you have. Maybe you were got 5 in a subject and you are obviously sad about that or angry, but then you come to home, you go to talk with your friends and you start to laugh independent of what you feel before. And the thing is that it's become more fun with that and more good after you laugh with them.
Definitely.
Okay, I just found that when you laugh, when you're having a good time telling jokes and laughing with people, there is a production of serotonin that is the hormone of happiness. That's why.
Okay.
That's why. So it's very, very good.
It's a good medicine.
Yes, it's a good medicine. It's natural. Your brain produces it. And it said that you can live longer if you laugh often.
Yeah, I had to take a course of personal development. And they talk about mindfulness and sometimes. And I recall something that they said about we have some cells inside of they are the telomeres. I don't know how they're called exactly, but they are the things that make us age. As they get, we can say, more damaged, we age. But louder or things like practicing mindfulness and the things make us, well, I wouldn't say retard aging, but it's something like that.
Okay.
It was interesting.
Yes, because of this, the presence of this hormone here that can give you a sense of happiness.
Yeah.
Is that the case? I am immortal now.
I'm sorry?
Is that the case? I am immortal now.
Very good. Nice.
I love.
And for a moment, you forgot the pronouns because you changed the cassette and.
Yes.
Or how can I say, even temporarily.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's go with the last question. Can you tell about a time when you laughed at yourself?
Oh, yeah. Hello. Hello. Yeah, I cannot remember any in particular.
I think almost all the time.
All the time?
All the time, yeah.
Yesterday, my wife sent a WhatsApp message and she took a picture of my phone on the table. And then I read the WhatsApp and she says, "You forgot your phone." And I was like, "Oh my God, I forgot my phone." And then I yeah. That happens.
It happens.
All right. So before we start telling or sharing some jokes, well, never mind. I wanted to tell you to talk a little bit about the kind of joke you're going to say, but just go ahead with your jokes.
Okay. Do you have any jokes?
Give your best shot, because I got
very
good. All
right.
Who wants to go first? Are you a good joke teller?
No.
Nah.
Ladies first. No, that was my joke. I made you laugh.
So funny. Well, I have another here. Okay. Angela, since I met you, I can't eat and I can't drink. Oh, Bruce, is it because you love me so much? No, it's because I haven't got any money left. Poor Bruce. Yes. Okay. Or what do you call a man with no ears? What do you call a man with no ears?
I could call
him
ears.
No ears.
Okay, you can call him anything you like because he can't hear you. Oh.
My neighbor doesn't have an ear, but I think he can hear. What's for me next? Oh.
Okay, waiter, call me a taxi, please. Okay, sir, you're a taxi.
You're a taxi.
Okay, next.
If I don't say jokes, the podcast will be to zero views.
Okay. Better. You can say hit this one.
I don't know.
No? Okay.
Okay, I'm gonna say one.
Okay.
My girlfriend makes me want to be a better person. So I can get a better girlfriend.
Aww. It's not funny. That's true.
Something funny.
No, it's not.
I think that I prefer some when I say jokes, they are like the one of the chunat, like puns more than jokes.
Okay.
Like but just about the piano.
Yeah. I used to play the piano by ear. Now I use my hands. That one.
Yeah. Yeah. When I say that. We were turned
up that. I should one.
Can okay, go ahead.
It's a little, teacher. Sunny, you have $5 and ask your mother for another five. How many dollars will you have? Sunny, $5, sir. Teacher, you know you are arithmetic. Sunny, but sir, you don't know my mother.
I had already heard. And there is a boy who's riding his bike. He just to his mom. Mom, look, I'm riding with my hands. The mom is like, yeah, I can see you, but take care, you can fall. And then the boy passes again, and he's like, Mom, look, I'm riding without my feet. And the mom is again like. Yeah, but take care because you will fall. And then the mom hears like a crash, and then comes the boy walking in zigzag. Yes. and he says, "Mom, look, without teeth,
and without bike,
without bike,
without teeth." Oh,
yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah,
that was I've got a classic. Knock knock.
Was there?
The interrupting cow.
The interrupting
cow. Ah, okay.
And the one who's going with a flying pass, you'll never get told.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that was it's
a very good one.
Why? Do you know why did the tomato turn red?
No,
because
he
was embarrassed.
Oh,
I know. Because he saw the salad dressing.
Oh my god.
I call you Lars.
Alright.
Timori has been with us for 20 years, say John. Is any time to she got a place for her own? My mother? Replied Helen. I thought she was your mother.
No, I didn't get it.
Me neither.
All right.
The other day, I told my wife she was drawing her eyebrows too high, and she looked surprised.
Oh my! I'm looking for another one.
Why did the chicken cross? That's another classic. Why did the chicken cross the playground?
Why?
To get to the other slide.
Yeah, that's little. Okay.
Why did the cookie go to the doctor?
The cookie?
The cookie? Because it was feeling crummy.
It was feeling what?
Crummy.
Yeah, this is crummy. Okay.
Teacher, do you have a joke?
I don't remember. Let me think about it.
Okay, in a restaurant. We are famous for snails in this restaurant, sir. I know. I am being served by one now. Oh, forgot.
One last. One last joke.
There are two. There are two siblings, Bobby and Claire. And then Bobby says, "You're impossible, Claire. It's a waste of time talking to you. You are so stupid." And then his dad goes, "Stop upsetting your little sister. Say you're sorry." And then says Bobby, "Okay, Claire." And Claire says, "What?" And then he says, "I'm sorry, you're stupid." Oh, poor Claire.
All right, so that would be pretty much it for today. Thank you very much for coming, and
we can tell you.
I'll see you the next month.
Thank you for having us here today.
Thank you.